In recent years, Chesapeake watermen and seafood processors have begun developing a market for blue catfish, an invasive species that's exploded in regional waters, vacuuming up baby blue crabs, shad, striped bass, and other economically important fish. But new USDA inspection rules that hold foreign imports to U.S. standards could threaten the growing market. Pamela D'Angelo reports on America's other white meat for Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.
Blame it on Mississippi. A congressman there tried to help local catfish farmers who were feeling the pressure of Asian imports. The new regulations meant to level the playing field make catfish the only fish to undergo the same rigorous inspections as meat, poultry, and egg products. And local processors are being hit with expensive updates to their plants. That might sound good for consumers, but Mike Hutt, who promotes Virginia seafood, says it could be devastating to his state's blue catfish industry.
The watermen, it's going to put them out of business. When you put them out of business, it's going to put the boat guys, the equipment guys, the trucking guys, the ice guys, the plants, then the packaging, the processing guys. It's going to be devastating.
He says Virginia has not had health-related problems or recalls. And like Maryland, larger blue catfish have meal limits due to high levels of PCBs and mercury. Roberta Wagner with USDA's Food Safety and Inspection says EPA standards are used to test for over 200 toxic residues.
We are looking for salmonella, but it's non-regulatory. Of course, the banned dyes, drug residues, pesticides, heavy metals.
L.W. Nixon is a third-generation processor from North Carolina. He says the wild-caught industry's catches are tied to weather, tides, and other variables that make it difficult to work within new time-structured inspections that can cost processors $70 an hour in overtime.
You can't put any time or any quantity on a wild-caught item, and that's the biggest issue we face is how can you regulate and mandate what you got to do when you don't even know what you're going to have.
Doug Whitmire has been harvesting catfish in North Carolina waters for most of his 48 years. His worry is the changes require older seafood processors to make expensive updates to their plants.
If my processor is not willing to spend the amount of money to get up to standard, then my way of life will be put aside, and my children's way of life will be put aside, and we'll all be looking for a new job.
The blue catfish commercial fisheries have been considered part of a solution to exploding populations. But Whitmire says it's an uphill battle.
We catch them daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, and there's more now than there was when I was born. You can't detour them. They're evasive. They're taking over.
Greg Kasten is a processor in Washington, D.C., and part owner of Tony and Joe's Seafood Restaurant. He supplies fish to local restaurants and federal facilities, including Congress.
If you get rid of the wild processing or make it more expensive, the product is going to lose some of its appeal. Chefs, I can assure you, are always looking for the newest thing that nobody knows about. And when you take away that aspect and the fact that it's doing such a good thing for the environment, it's just really sad that one of the byproducts of probably good aimed legislation is not going to help our region.
The new rule will take full effect September 1st. I'm Pamela D'Angelo in Richmond for Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative.
The USDA has scheduled a Maryland meeting from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Thursday at the BWI Sheraton, 1100 Old Elkridge Landing Road in Linthicum Heights. Chesapeake, a journalism collaborative, is funded with grant support from the Clayton Baker Trust, the Bancroft Foundation, Michael and Ann Hankin, the Jim and Patty Rouse Foundation, the Rob and Elizabeth Tyler Foundation, and the Midshore Community Foundation.